But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epher Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
You know, there are two platforms of deliverance in the scripture. Number one is the anointing. The anointing can break the yoke. But when the anointing breaks the yoke, they leave such a one with a warning. Be careful. Do not go back to your old ways. Less, a more terrible fate will befall you. They know that the same spirits that brought you into that situation, they can manipulate you into captivity again. But the second platform of deliverance is called the truth. The Bible says, and you shall know the truth. The anointing breaks the yoke. The truth makes you free. And the only people that can truly experience freedom are the people that have interacted with the truth. The Bible says, whosoever the Son sets free. Who is the Son? He is the way, the truth, and the life. If your freedom can be routed through the Son, I'm not talking about Papa lay hands. I'm not talking about anointing oil. I'm talking about a revelational knowledge. You just know that I cannot be sick anymore. You know why? Everything rises and falls on the form of revelation. If you can catch the reason behind why this thing has happened in your life, you will always know the capacity you have sustained in God, and so affliction will be far from you. Maybe we pray for 1 minute. What we're asking for is capacity. I'll tell you why. Listen, I know there are a lot of tendencies for arrogance in meetings like this, because that happens to be the challenge of our generation. Have you ever seen something in your friend's phone? Maybe a content, a video, something. You ask that they send it to you. And in the process of trying to send to you, your phone now gave you a message. Memory, not sufficient. Eh? That is the predicament during Jesus' teachings. He has many things to say unto them, but they cannot be. No space. No memory space. So Jesus wants to transfer, but the sender from the other end. That's why I said pull down high things. I said we should pray. Some people refuse to pray because they thought it was just something we do to start a message. You will need to clear space if you want to receive something that is transgenerational. So maybe we pray for 1 minute again. Holy Ghost, X-ray my heart. Remove every high thing, whatever has exalted itself above the knowledge of God. Anything that has carried the totality of my meditation today, by your spirit, I dethrone thoughts, I dethrone imaginations, I pull them down. Are you praying, Calabar? A new seal will be broken this night, and men will hear the utterances of the Spirit. But you can be here and not be a part of that encounter, because the state of your heart has discredited you.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
Calabar,
there's an army rising up. They will break every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
please turn to your left, to your right, exchange pleasantries with someone and be gloriously seated in the house of God. We thank God to be alive in such a time and a season as this. When you go around various encounters provoked by the Spirit, expressed as meetings, as revival meetings, when you go around several revival platforms, something you would be able to draw out that is consistent with the several, you know, areas, the several locations where God's agenda is being prosecuted, you will find that everybody knows that an army is rising. Everybody is saying it in different ways, that there is a new stock of people that God is intentional about bringing out. Now that army is, it is the arrival that I have come to declare this evening. And listen, I don't want us to get so excited and then lose the journey, because listen, we are in a transition season and the cycle of transition will soon be complete. Once that cycle is completed, if you like, cry, roll on the ground, you have missed your window of appearing. The Bible says the child John remained in the wilderness until the season of his showing forth or appearing. There is such a season that all your training was preparing you for. There is such a season that all the dealing, all the boarding, all the all-night prayer, everything the Holy Ghost has showed you in the scripture, there is one season it was preparing you for. It is like a Goliath that will show up to bring David into his destiny. The problems with missing seasons of visitation is that when you miss it, you will not even know yet that you have gone out of relevance. You will still be doing many things, very busy, jumping from one place to another. Your name has been etched out of the agenda of God. So let's take some scriptures. So maybe we'll see from scriptures some of the things we must align with. Let's begin from Genesis, because I like to make reference to the beginning. When we go to the beginning, you can almost see God's intent for things. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, very quickly. The Bible speaking in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, it says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Please, let's read together. 1, 2, go. Fowl of the air. May the Lord bless his reading in our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible speaking in Genesis 1:26, it says, "And God said, let us make man in our image." Say image. Come on, Calabar, say image. Number two, it says, "after our likeness." Say likeness. So they were particular about what they wanted to achieve in this project called man, that they want to make him first in the image of the Elohim, and number two, possessing the likeness of the Elohim. If we are together so far, can you say amen? Amen. There's something that is that scripture that I think we should look upon intentionally. It says, "in our image, after our likeness," and as soon as they put image and likeness, what you will see next is a column, right? Amen. Rather, yeah. Huh? It says, "immediately image and likeness is on ground." They put that column to show you want to expand. When a column is put, is to shed more light on something that has been already established. Now, that column is to speak more on what is this matter of image and likeness. If we are together, say amen.
Amen.
Once image and likeness is on ground, your natural expression is dominion. Dominion. If you can grow into his image, and then operate in his likeness. Dominion will be your normal state of existence. You will not need to be trying to be. It's your nature. You will just find out that dominion is your natural expression. Calabar, can you say amen?
Amen.
In Genesis chapter 5, verse 3, after Adam fell, in Genesis 3, he fell. God has not addressed his corruption. God has not even restored him. Adam continued procreation. But unfortunately, when he fell, he has lost the image. He has lost the likeness. But he continued procreation. And I'll show you procreation rather. I'll show you what he continued doing. In Genesis chapter 5 verse 3, the Bible says, and Adam lived for 130 years and begat a son. In whose own now? His own fallen likeness. And what? You see, they also separated likeness and image. So they want you to know that the Adam that was once created in the image of God and in the likeness of God, that has now fallen, has started creating offspring after his own, not God's own, after his own kind, the fallen kind. It means everybody born was born dead. You were born into that same death of Adam. This is why the concept of being born again is brought into creation. Because they know they did not born you well. There is something wrong with your birth. You have taken a form that is after a rebellious order. In a bid to restore you, we need to take you back to the womb. There is a womb that must, you will stay there for a while until life is formed on your inside. The same way you were in a womb for 9 months, you will have to stay in another womb. It was this matter Jesus was sharing with Nicodemus in John chapter 3. Nicodemus, a scholar of the law, although instructing others, began to ask Jesus questions that revealed the level of ignorance that was captured within that teaching group of that age. And Jesus says, how are you a teacher of the law and you don't know these things? He says, can I enter into my mother's womb again? And Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse 3, says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot what? See. I want you to follow me. Say, see. He cannot see the kingdom. Nicodemus started post, it was a complex statement for him. And Jesus says, if you are not born again, you cannot see the kingdom. The first layer of interacting with the kingdom is sight. The way you see things will change. That's the first thing, kingdom. Anybody that enters kingdom, the first area where your life will experience a change from, it is perception. Another economy will alter your perception of things. Your clothes, when you say, Lord Jesus, come into my life, all your skirts are still mini skirts because Jesus did not change your wardrobe. But the spirit that entered you, that reborn that happened on your inside, it will begin to instruct you in new ways to see things. In a way that it will not be hard. Nobody is forcing you. It is that your perception has changed. It is that change of perception that is responsible for a new behavior. If you want people to behave newly, just because you want their skirt to be longer, you will have hypocrisy because the change did not happen from inside. And kingdom starts first with see. You cannot see the kingdom of God. In that same John chapter 3, when you come to verse 5, you will hear Jesus say, unless a man be born of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter. So the first level is to see. The second level is to enter. You cannot enter what you have not seen. The things that you were perceiving, once upon a time, it was just a conviction in your heart. Gradually, it becomes your experiential knowledge. You know it because your body is a proof of these things now. If I show you the route Satan has buffeted our generation, you will weep. We come and gather people, bring one or two people to share their testimonies, share their encounters, preach about the violence of hell and how fire, you know, spares none. Then people are scared, a mixture of fear and selfishness, because it is still greed. He's a selfish man that don't want to burn, so he wants to escape the punishment. Then they come out in their numbers, for God's sake. Numbers! They say, say after me. Because they are not even capable of constructing their own words of repentance. Somebody will have to put it on their lip. Say, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord. I say, say it loud, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. When he is true, everybody then turns back. Guess what? The focus of the man of God is church growth. He is thinking of how, you know, we increase membership of church. And so he's always announcing, go in, go out there, you know, win a soul. Everybody say project one. Everybody say project one. You must win one soul this week. Make sure you don't come to church alone. Hold somebody and draw him to church. So when we are through with holding somebody and drawing them to church, bringing them to that point where they come and observe the altar call. Listen, listen. The devil knows that it is easy to catch all of them back and bring them again to his fold. Because the real place where a man is transformed from, it is the word of God that abides in him. It is that word that becomes a line of defense. The scripture says, thy word have I hidden in my heart. This is why the average believer is struggling with one secret sin or another, because he has not gone through the treatment of the word. It is only the word that can replace where iniquity once abound. In your days of Egypt, when you still had time to journey through the length and breadth of Egypt, you expose your mind to many corruption, many defilement. Now you came into God. The average Christian's experience is, the things I want to do, I don't see myself doing it. The things which I don't want to do, that is what I see myself doing. And he will continue in that lamentation until he's 90 years and die. The devil knows that you will never scratch anything valuable in God. I will show you a scripture. In Jude, the Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He says such a man should not expect anything valuable from the Lord. Jude 1, 6 and 7. Such a man should not expect anything valuable. They cannot trust you with anything because you are unstable. You are up today, down tomorrow. Today you are burning, tomorrow you are cold. This is the average posture of the Christian. He is not stable. I told you I want to speak about the arm of the Lord, right? Because we are talking... After people have now come to God, what is the next labor? Because we must follow them who through faith have obtained the promise. The elders, they prioritize discipleship more than even the altar call. Have you devoted even 1 year of your life to follow one sinner before? Just to observe his transformation until you are sure he can. Don't you know that a child cannot start walking by himself? He is guided. They help him until they see that he can now stand. He takes some step by himself. Then they withdraw from him because they know that from now, you can continue this motion. That particular part of discipleship, that's where the washing of the water, to be born of the water. The water is the word. And this is what John was trying to say throughout the account of his ministry. He will carry people like this. Eh? If you are with me, say amen. He will dip people into water until their head is swallowed by the water. You will not see any part of them again. Then he will raise them up. And people say, it's called baptism. It's called baptism. And what he was doing is that he was showing that there is a new birth that will come. A birth that will require men to be lost inside the world until the world swallows you. That we cannot tell what tribe you are from. We cannot tell, you know, what is the struggle of your own family. Your identity was lost inside the world. Then you rise up. As you came out, you have been reborn by the water. Now, who does Bible study now? Is for prophecy, just to tell people the things they want to hear. And the average Christian, he remains an infant throughout his age. Does not know God. And so many centers are thriving on the strength that the members remain perpetually dependent on the person who God has given the mandate to. So you want to travel, you must call prophet. You want to eat, you call prophet. A prophet told a woman, a man, not to touch his wife. Till you hear from me, don't go there. He now forgot. He forgot that he gave the instruction. And if a family is on fire already. Where do we find the army of the Lord? The one that we speak about, the one that we know that God is raising in a time as Kairos as this. In Ezekiel chapter 37, there is a matter that we must contemplate on there. The Bible speaking in Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1, it began to say, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of what? Bones. And the Bible says, he caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, they were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Verse 4 quickly. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. You see, that thing I was telling you, the first layer of life must be by the word. The first thing these bones reacted, the first thing they exposed them to is, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The sinner does not need prosperity. The sinner does not need spiritual gifts. He needs sanctification. He needs the purity of heart. Salvation is different from sanctification. At salvation, your spirit is reborn. At salvation, you are brought into the family of God. But there is still all kinds of thoughts, every high thing that you expose yourself to in those days. This is why you go back to the word, so that it washes you. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by how? How does your heart get renewed? For we all with unveiled faces, beholding as in a glass. You know the glass you are beholding. The image you are beholding is in the Bible. You are contemplating. Hey, if you want to go for a retreat, put more attention on those red letters. Anything Jesus says, just be reading it. Just be reading it. Beholding as in a glass. He says, you are transformed into the image of what you are beholding. How can a young man keep his way pure? Only by meditating upon thy word. You see that word? This thing I'm saying, I'm emphasizing it. Okay, let's start dancing here. And you see, everybody is energetic. Everybody is so strengthened. The dance step from clubs, they find a way to sneak it into church. And you continue your partying that you did since yesterday night. No, you bring it and continue. But let's say, open your Bibles then, like some people at the back now. There's a strain of dizziness that will just hold you. You cannot endure the word. You cannot. Guess what? You came from the word. If anything is spoilt in your life, it's only what made you that can repair you. In John chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. Verse 2, he says, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, the word. And without him, the word, there was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. All things were made by the word, including you. The army of the Lord we speak about, a majority of them are trapped in strange situations because the princes in time, they had, at least in their opinion, they had mastered men. And so they have strategies on ground to make sure that anybody who come bearing the ordination of God, they have the web that they can trap you into one infirmity or another. They have strategies to discern the movement of God upon you, to know what purposes of God you are on earth to perform, and then strategize and attach certain demonic edge. There are people from 11 years, age 11, they already began to struggle with a particular besetting sin, an addiction. They didn't even give you breathing space. They discovered you before you discovered you. They didn't even wait for you to know who you are. They say, let's not... The last time they allowed somebody to just have a free course, the Bible says, as regarding that particular experience, if they knew. And so now they take the burden to do research. When a child is born into a family, wise men go and peep quickly. They say, who is this one? Why did another star begin to shine bright in the firmament? They put as the knowledge of astrology, they put the knowledge of necromancy, all kinds of knowledge available to the camp of darkness. They put it to work to discern who you are. Some of you, the day you were, they were angels that have never entered the earth, that had to enter, because they are the only ones that can help you fulfill the purpose of God that was hanging upon your head. Everybody came into time with angelic partnership. If you like, ignore them throughout your life. They are part of those that will give witness against you that you were a man full of greed throughout your life, because they were walking by you in all the days of your life. You will not even know that there are angels attached to make sure that the day you begin to walk accurately with the counsel of God for your life, these ones will make it easy for you. Their work is to minister unto you the hair of salvation. So before we are born now, the new strategy of darkness is to make sure that everybody must be buffeted by darkness. Because if we don't set it this way, the counsel of God will continue to prosper here on earth. And mind you, Satan's one desire has been achieved. All he wanted was to have an alternate government in his own ecosystem. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4, the Bible introduced Satan. It was the Bible that introduced him as the God of this world. Satan, the God of this world. That thing he's looking for, he found it. He has found a space where, if it is this space, he has operated in the stature of a God. The God of this world. I will tell you the structures they set. In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2, the Bible says, behold, the darkness. Please say the darkness. You know, when you say the darkness, it is different from darkness. When I say, go and bring me the book, or I say, bring me the book, it's different from bring me a book. Bring me a book means you are at free will to bring any book you see. If I say bring me the book, I'm referring to a specific book. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
The scripture says, behold the darkness. Which darkness? The type that has covered the earth before. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. It's now that I want your attention. It's now I want to put what we came to do. Huh? Look at me carefully. There is a particular darkness that is designed for the earth. That's what scripture is saying. Its own function is to cover the earth. When this one covers the earth, there is another package of darkness. It is not designed for earth. Location is not the target. The darkness is for location. But there's another darkness called gross darkness. That one is not for location. It's for people. They send that one only to people who have prevailed over the excuse of their particular territory. Every territory has predominant sin. There are people that are victims of only territorial darkness. So no spirit actually knows you. Satan never tempted you. You are only falling for the climate of your space. The particular flavor of darkness that prospers over your space. You are a victim of territory. No spirit knows you yet. You can be shouting and say, it's not easy. And spirits say, we don't even know you. When we are ready for you. When everybody is busy falling and say, but you know, be firewood, this and that. There are people whose head will burst out of the canopy of darkness. And they are the ones that demons will know their name. Who is this one? Because the darkness will come like a canopy. Its plot is to cover the earth. Those who cannot pierce through that darkness. I will show you how we pierce. Because if a new thing will happen in this territory, a new breed of priest will rise. Consecration will become a major molecule in your work. And you will find out that there is a particular protocol of the Spirit put in place to sustain purity on your inside. When you begin to burn with holy purity, you will find out that even in the camp of darkness and in the camp of light, purity is attractive. They know you. They know this one. Who is this one? Have you seen a righteous man praying before? Even demons are quiet. Angels look him. Ow. When a righteous man wakes up, heaven rejoice. Another light, a prince of light, has entered the fight again. When an unbeliever, see, when I say unbeliever, I don't think it's depending. A majority of us here don't believe the things you are saying. The true test of belief is obedience. Obedience is the true test of what you believe. Your Lord is not the person you profess with your mouth to. Your Lord is who you obey. And if you find out that so far your life gravitates more towards the suggestions of the flesh, your Lord is the fallen cherub. The flesh is what you serve. Talking about image and likeness. After Adam fell, God came and looked at what has happened, and he began to dish out the judgments for all the parties that played a role in the fall of man. When it came to the serpent, he looked at it. He made some very dangerous statements. In Genesis chapter 3 verse 14, he says, "Dust you will eat for the rest of your days. On thy belly shall thou go." Everybody here knows that snake don't eat sand. God was not talking about snake eating sand. He was talking about a particular dimension of man. That dimension that was made from the dust of the ground. Wait, relax. Stay with me. Because man was not only dust. God made man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils, and man became. If you go back to the scripture I'm making reference to, what you will see, Genesis 2 verse 7, I believe, what you will see is God made man of dust, not man from dust. From was supposed to tell you the source. Huh? Of was to tell you a type of man. Man of dust. And there are many dust men sitting here quietly. The ingredient of spiritual illumination, the presence of the spirit that energizes you, gives you power over hormonal inspirations. You don't have it. So you only live for how you feel. There's no difference between you and the average animal out there. If your body say, "Kai, oh yeah, go and do this thing," you will stand up like a zombie like this. You will not rest until you do it. That is how a goat lives. Man of dust. There are many. See, a man of dust will say, "We fast tomorrow." Then the flesh will say, "Oh, if you don't go open that fridge now." He does not have capacity to prosecute the burden of God that comes upon him. He is a slave to his desires. He is man of dust. God put a superior life to give him capacity to go against the will of this other kind. Hey, you know, I have people who are doubting me. So I need to invoke scripture to prove what I have said now. I hope you know God did not breathe into any fish of the sea. Are they alive? I hope you know God did not breathe to any bird of the air. Are they alive? Did God breathe into the cattle of the field? Are they alive? The moment God created man from the ground, he was already alive. He had the life of just biological life. The same one every other animal are existing with. God added extra life on that life to give him a superior advantage over the demands of hormones. What God was telling Satan, that dust you will eat for the rest of your days, he was telling him that since you have brought this man down using this particular version, using this particular dimension of him, and what was the cause for the fall of man? Eve saw that the fruit was pleasant to the eyes, number one, good for food, number two, a tree to be desired to make one wise, number three. It's only John that will help us understand what Eve interacted with. He says, all that is in the world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So, pleasant to the eyes, the lust of the eyes. Good for food, the lust of the flesh. A tree to be desired to make one wise, the pride of life. It is all the flavors of temptation you can think of that was inside that one tree. It is not one temptation Eve fell for. It was the full weight of lust that was contained in one single tree. So God was saying, you have brought this creature, man, down using this his particular dimension as the body that was formed from the dust. He says, I limit you. That was what it meant by dust you will eat for the rest of your days. I limit you to only interact with this man only through his flesh, and any day he learns to tame the flesh, you will have no power over him again. This is why in salvation our spirit is reborn, so that the ingredient that our ancestor lost can be restored again. And an economy can tell you, oh yeah, stand up. A spirit can tell him, shut up. If you are here and your spirit has not been reborn, it's the first labor this night. Your spirit will be reborn to give you the capacity to insist on the voice of God on a matter. And if it's not reborn, you will be trying to use determination. Every December 31st, they will write, by the grace of God, I will not. You can never. The flesh is older than you. When you go home, go maybe visit your grandfather and check the picture of your ancestors. You will see that they too, the flesh humbled them. You, who are you? Talking about dust. There are two layers of darkness that the people of God will be exposed to. Number one, the darkness that covers the earth. I will not call names. We travel on a weekly basis around this country. Some places we go to, you will know that the economy, the civilization that prospers there is Sodom. There was a place we went to, and prostitutes, they arranged themselves like a straight line. They know that we're men of God. They were carrying us to our room. When they saw us, they now all of them now turn and be showing us. They put the merchandise, they put it on public display. That is, just check me out. There are regions you go to, and you know, those of us who stay in the north, there's a level of decency that is the normal culture of the north. There are places you go to, you will first not believe that God is there. You will need the Holy Ghost to tell you, I'm here, don't worry. don't be looking, just do what I sent you here to do. You will first analyze the person who came to take the opening prayer. You see her skirt is above her knee, showing very sensitive details. In the north, after you are decently dressed, you will now still cover it. You know what we found out? That all of that still did not reduce the capacity of lust anywhere. So you cannot overcome it by any strategy. It's a spirit that can give you power from inside. So even with all those covering, there are funny things that happen under those garments. We have been subjected to darkness. Unfortunately, many of my comrades, many of my fellows, they have fallen on the way because darkness mastered their soul. There are people here who were brought into time by the instrument of God's mercy to become a light, a beacon of light to a whole territory. But they were swallowed up by the darkness that covers. Then there are those who tried. They defied the excuse of their time. They stepped out of the excuse of their particular, you know, territory. And suddenly, darkness took a note of them. And so, they entered into that particular assignment of creating a weapon for you. That's what the Bible meant when it says, no weapon formed or fashioned against me. That the scripture says, no weapon formed or fashioned with me in mind. That is, it was you they were thinking about when they were making the weapon. And that weapon was customized. Thank you. It was customized on the strength of your file. They have a file on you. They have studied you for nothing less than 20 years. Every time you were rising like a giraffe in the spirit, they saw the things that brought you down. So they were able to pick out your peculiar area of lust. And so they registered something that they want to have on every son of God. It's called the besetting sin. In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1, he says, seeing then that we are surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us, you know, the people apostle was referring to, their Christians, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that easily beset us. Not you, us. He used inclusive language to show that this is a predicament that bedevils the church as you know it. Everybody is covering one thing here, one thing there. Little wonder the power of God is far from our borders. Darkness that covers. It is like an alarm in the evening. They will blow the shofar in darkness. And everybody will go and start marking register. You have not masturbated today. Ah, they will blow the alarm. Everybody from their corner. It's like a zombie. It's an economy. Something is pushing everybody to make sure. Hey, and this generation. There is something about your ordination, your anointing. It is like the hair of Samson. They can cut it, but it will grow again. And so this is why they need to keep you glued to a particular repetitive pattern of sin to make sure you are being shaved every night. You are being shaved perpetually. The small head that want to come up, they shave it again. Because they know that no matter how much you suppress this one, the thing that is producing this life in him is on his inside. The only way is to put him through a daily dose of sin, like a man who is taking a drug morning, afternoon, night. If you skip one, the infirmity will come back. If you skip one dose of iniquity, you will start sensing the Holy Ghost again. They can't kill you. They can't destroy you. They know that we need to watch him. If not, so there are people, like I said, Satan has attached luminaries to them. Don't give him a breathing space. If anything happens from here, it's your responsibility. So he keeps them round the clock on a daily basis, making sure that they must take the roll call of iniquity. Our work is very simple, and I will tell you how. Can you not read the handwriting on the wall? Can't you see that we are in a transition season? God is choosing new luminaries, faceless, nameless guys, from places nobody believed they would rise from. People who have been ignored for many years, suddenly the light of ordination begins to shine. Who would have heard from any of us? It is transition season that unveiled us. And the cycle of transition will soon be complete. Somebody is sitting down inside iniquity and saying, when I grow up, if you don't manifest now, you will waste forever. The challenge with missing the cycle of transition is that you can never manifest with your generation again. When the cycle of transition is completed, the chances of your manifestation is almost zero. I will tell you why. The normal posture of a man is arrogance and pride. And since you have missed the window of your generation, the only way you could have Okay, somebody is doubting me. Let me show you scripture. When the rain comes, when rainy season comes, is that not when farmers go to farm? Amen. The seeds that they have as food, they set some aside for the purpose of reproducing that result that they had last year. It becomes seed, not food again. If you are with me, say amen. Amen. They held that seed. Everybody is waiting for one sign. Let the heavens give us a sign that it is time to sow the seed. And they get that sign by a change of weather. When the rain comes, all farmers run to the land. Let's say there is a farmer that the rainy season came, but he just got married, so he was so busy with nuptial matters, you know, and so he missed the season of planting. Please tell me, in your honesty, no matter how much he cry and roll on the ground, will God alter the season and bring back rainy season just because he did not plant? If God does that, all other faithful farmers that planted, their seeds will be wasted. I'm trying to tell you that if you miss your season of appearing, there's little or nothing that can be done, because the purpose is global. It's global. That day you slept, somebody did not sleep, somebody was awake, pressing. That day he told you to stay fast and contemplate on my word, that you went and ate and got into distraction and entertainment, somebody stayed on that word. He was looking, he was watching. I have good news for you. The prophecies hanging over our generation have no name tags. Anybody can enter. A virgin shall be with child. They didn't say Mary. In Obadiah chapter 1, the Bible says saviors shall come up on Mount Zion. They didn't give the names of the saviors. Anybody who is angry with the mountain of Esau, they say, journey up to Mount Zion and you will be a savior of your clan. How can you save? You must first... Hey, show us that scripture. Obadiah chapter 1. Hey, let me show you. Obadiah 1:21. Quickly. Have you seen it? Let's read it. 1, 2, go. Wait. Saviors shall do what? Say, come up. You know, the people at the back, I know they don't like... they don't like what you have been saying. Please, say, come up. It means that what makes them saviors is the fact that they successfully had the capacity to come up. Are we together? Eh? And that as soon as they come up on Mount Zion, the next thing they were saddled with the responsibility to do is to judge the mountain of Esau. Because it's not only Zion that has a mountain. There are other mountains too that have become a resistance, a high thing. And you cannot judge disobedience until your obedience is complete. This is why there's a criteria to assess Zion. You must come up. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
The scripture speaking, it says, Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand upon his holy mountains? He that has a clean hands and a pure heart, that has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. This is the criteria to come up. The only way to ascend the mountain of the Lord, the only way to stand upon his holy mountain, they say, he that has a clean hands and a pure heart. So how can saviors come up? You must meet the criteria for ascension. A clean hands and a pure heart, that has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. That's Psalm 24, verse 3. Now let me ask you a question. You say you are the one that will dry the tears of your family. You say you are the that. The reason why demons are laughing anytime you are talking is that they know that in your lifestyle there is no plan. There is no structure. Nothing you can say that can convince them that you have the right level of dealing to make you who you are saying you will be. Some of you are going through battles and you don't know yet. And your battle at this season is Anything productive, spirits will not let you get into it. They want you to stay just whiling away time in entertainment. And there are various versions of you contained inside time. When spirits come to do appraisal of people, of people's lives, the title of the appraisal note is "By this time." By this time. They will come to a tree. It is the same tree that no expectation since, but because of time, because of the time that they have given to it, there's a new demand on the tree. By this time. Some of you, they will come and say, "By this time, you ought to be fruitful." Yet you are still barren. Look at your old mama. She's getting old. Look at your dad. He's gray-headed now. You said you are the one that will quench the thirst of the family. Until today, you are still their headache. By this time. By this time. We need to find a place to pray. Tomorrow we'll have impartation service and miracle service. They will come and try you, brother, sister. They will come for you too. And the only way you can actually catch their attention is when you have defied the darkness that covers the earth. When you have prevailed over atmosphere is no longer your own challenge, then they will attach a being, a real creature, and say, "Bring this one down." It is then, if you prevail, you become a prince in light. The territory that particular creature was holding in darkness, when you prevail over that creature, they name that space over you. The whole of that space becomes subjected to your rebuke. If you say See, the reason why I'm saying the things I'm saying is because many of us don't know that overcoming temptation is for your own good. God does not benefit from your living righteous. Your living righteous is for your own good. There's too much as regarding your manifestation that is tied to walking circumspectly before God. How many people here are reduced, drained? They have become dry bones because the economy of darkness has settled on them. They tried, they have tried, but the more they are trying, new layers of death continues to settle upon them. And so in Ezekiel chapter 37, God sent his prophet into a space in the spirit, a location in the spirit, and showed him dry bones and told him, "This is my nation, Israel." Although the high priest is busy burning incense in the temple, although economic activity was happening, people were riding cars, doing all kinds of things, he says they are dry bones spiritually. This is their state. There's none alive among them. I wonder what this generation looks like in the world of spirit when they contemplate on our essence. In Psalm 23 verse 4, the psalmist says, "Yea, though I walk." Remember, the prophet was taken to a valley, and that valley was full of dry bones. It was the psalmist that said, there is a location in the spirit that men are taking through, and if I'm going through my own, I will fear no evil. "Yea, though I walk through the valley." Remember, he didn't say a valley. He also says the valley. The valley of the shadow of what? Death. It's a particular valley that has a signature. If you go through there, a particular measure of death would have tried you. I don't know whether you have overcome the excuse of your territory. Maybe there's the particular ruling, prevailing infirmity of this territory. Maybe it's lost. Everybody just, find a way to. I've been ministering in a church where the man of God has gotten a sister pregnant in the church, and they know it. And since it is a norm in the space, in fact, they now say, this man, he's so open. The man came up and said, "This is I don't preach perfection. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. I've never claimed to be. But God is helping us. Then the members now say, "Hi, such a broken man." The problem, the diagnosis of that space is atmosphere. The atmosphere, the prevailing culture is wrong. You know, among the blind, the one-eyed man is the king. The pastor comes and says, "But I have tried now. For 7 years, I didn't touch anybody." They say, "What? For 7 years? No, come on." Time and time again, heaven will continue to announce, "We need princes to emerge in different territories." If you don't know, they are willing territories to nameless people now. Some of us, you will not know us. We may not be popular. But continue to watch, continue to contemplate on our dealings with God. It will be unfair tomorrow to say it's luck. It's not luck. There is a protocol that makes for manifestation. And the track record must be kept. They are willing territories to people now. The elders, they are passing the baton to another generation. They are completing their race. It is before your eyes that Billy Graham died. You were alive when that thing happened. You put it on your Facebook account, you put it on your WhatsApp status and say, "Man of God, this, that. We celebrate you for what you wrote there." But did you find out that we have not had another global evangelist of that stock since he departed? It was before your eyes that Richard Bonnke died. You were there. You observed it. You wrote on your status of blessed memory. This, that. A great... When you were through, we still have not found a man with that kind of burden passing through the borders of Africa like that. None. It was before your eyes that Maurice Sorello died. Part of his final voyage was the Dunamis Dome. Came speaking in the conference. I heard him say, "You will henceforth see me no more." He knew that time for him is about to close. And if this generation had any knowledge, we would have been crying, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof." But no. Hallowed mantles were living time. Nobody was receiving anything and people were comfortable. And this is how powers like Catherine Kuhlman left time. Till today, we don't have that type. If any lady is loving Jesus, they say, "Hey, sister, we sense that there's a calling for relationship and marriage on your life." That's all. That's all a woman has been reduced to. Once upon a time, they were filling stadia. They were packing stadia up. A whole stadium will be packed for a healing crusade. Hi. This was the days where Amy Semple McPherson, where Maria Woodward Eater, where Catherine Kuhlman, where Madame Gullion, that breed, that stock, they are not here again. You know, your own is, how many people like your picture you uploaded on Facebook? You are so superficial. You have lost the deep interaction with spirit. So over 50,000 people like your picture and no angel like you. They're just there. Just there. We don't have depth again. It's a superficial generation. And according to the law of the anointing is like a shift. People will do morning shift. When they are finishing, another people will come and replace. That work must continue to happen. Another people come and do afternoon shift. As they are closing, nights people will come and do the work. But by all means, the work must continue to go on. Now there are mantles that have experienced a great gap because a complacent generation manifested. They were driven by personal pursuit, consumed with self-glory, and they left the work of He that sent them. And in eternity, there is a book waiting to address your insolence. They know that your totality of your life is a handful of bread. So finish all your thing you want to do here. We'll meet there. There are those of us who are supposed to continue the ministries of ancient mantles. Time and time again, those mantles continue to hover. They come to your dreams, come to your encounters at night. Some people, you don't even know their faces. They come trying to advise you. You get up again into the flesh. On such a day, why did you eat breakfast? Because for you, everything is normal. Everything. And they will not be knocking on your door forever. In the day where you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Because you are not the only one, the plan that they can use. If they wait on you for long and you are not available, they will move to another. Somebody's prayer this night is, Holy Ghost, don't move past me. Because some of you, they are almost concluding that this one is a waste course. It's a waste course. Let's leave him to himself. Let him do what he wants to do, and we'll meet later. That same encounter, that same dream, they are now giving you to another young person somewhere. The same thing they showed you, the same response. Oh. It is darkness that covers the earth that we rebelled against. That was why people began to see us. There is nothing special in our life. Nothing. We only rebelled against an economy. We knew. We already know that this is a great campaign, and what they want to hide is our light. In Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, he says, arise. It is that arise. First, pierce through that darkness. Don't let it swallow you. Arise. Then shine. He says, you know why? Because your light has come. Well, many people are buried by darkness. There are saviors listening to me here. There are deliverers listening to me here. And they are still living their life as victims. And they are the ones to save others from that predicament. But because darkness has mastered them, they too are now victims. They are prisoners. There are people in prisons today that the purpose of the Spirit is that, why can't you just submit to our will? Let's bring you out. Your own ministry is everything you have suffered. Everywhere Satan has... When you overcome the darkness that covers the earth, because if you go towards the north, you will see that there are different flavors of lust. There are different things that constitute lust. Lust is not only immorality. There are various flavors of lust. When you overcome the darkness that covers the earth, then they attach a particular being that is in tandem with the study they have on you. They know who you are, so they send your own weapon that can bring you down. If you are not careful, it is during the days they send the weapon forged and fashioned against you, it is that day you will enter into secret sin. And the capacity they send those spirits against men is to fight you in a way that physically there will be no sign of your compromise. People will continue to come to you and say, please pray for me. They believe that you have access to God. They think that by how long you have tarried along the holy altars, that you have a deep knowledge of God's dealing. But only you know that you have walked in total rejection to the ordinance of God. And time continues to stand as a testimony against you, because time is saying, if he has used me well, by now he would be handling the crown of kings. By now he would have become the voice of rebuke to his generation. Because if you are reading the word of God and praying and putting these protocols to work, you also can rate your growth per time. A man who is reading every day, studying every day, praying every day, come back and keep that man beside somebody who studies only once in a week, and a man who does every day. Return back after 2 years and they are not the same, because their use of time has shown the gradient. So time too will give account. Time will stand to accuse many people and say, he wasted me, inside his expression in the earth. He wasted me. He will carry seasonal movies, watch 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, haba. What's going on? You wake up quickly, straight to the gossip. Straight to the gossip in the metaverse. And the metaverse is a world of its own. You can be anybody you want to be there. Some of you, you are more alive in the metaverse than this world. You wake up quickly, you rush there. Go and check the picture you put as your DP. And ask yourself whether that is the real you. So much editing, so much filter, so much. After you are done recreating yourself, you now post it there. Say you want to pepper them, and you are supposed to be peppering demons. Now your competition is with human beings. You want to show that you too, you are making progress. You know, I was studying. There's a brother on this road. The Holy Ghost is emphatic about your submission to his will. The Holy Ghost is insisting that you abandon everything that has distracted you and return to your first love. He says, go back to where I last spoke to you. It's been a long time you heard his voice. He says, go back to where I last spoke to you. I think it's a good place to carry out the instruction God has given to me for this particular mountain experience. I'm not speaking to everybody. I did not come for everybody. I came for those who belong in the army of the Lord that we fight in. We are already fighting. Goliath has emerged from the camp of darkness. Many giants came out from there. Some of us have been in the field. Some of us have been fighting. Let me share something with you. So maybe it would put a burden on you. Those of us who fight for the flag of Jesus are very few. We are few. We are so few. But there are many that name the name of the Lord. They don't want to depart from iniquity. They still hold iniquity, but they name the name of the Lord. Those who truly fight for the banner of Jesus, we are few. Our life is almost spent. If you look at us, we are looking older now. We have not even started the work. Our generation has not been given full course yet. Some elders are still watching us and giving us direction and instruction and say, that thing you did. No, it's not like that. Because they will have the chance to mentor us for a while before we now take the stage. And some of us are already so stretched out. There are those of you who are supposed to be part of this army. You are still there sleeping. And we are already fighting. We are fighting, only few of us, combating strange elements. If only you manifested, we would have had a superior advantage. But you remain enjoying iniquity. And you don't know that the pleasure of sin will not be forever. God will win with or without you. He will win. But woe betide you, that in the day where God went to war against the mighty, you did not show up, you did not fight, and you did not stand in your post. There are those among us that the Lord will wield influence to, because the place you will fight will be in the air. You will fight in the metaverse, fight in that world of the internet. It will give you influence as a weapon. You will use it. Hey, it's the army of the Lord. Different people will fight at different places. There are foot soldiers. Then there are those who will fight in the air. The weapon of those who fight in the air is influence. It will give them capacity to invade the airspace. How comes you have used your influence for personal gain and you have become an oracle for a spirit of fornication? Now you put a picture out there and more than 4,000 brothers contemplate on immorality based on the kind of exposure that you accommodated in that picture. And you don't know that although you did not win any soul for God, your daily choice have been winning souls for darkness. It's only Satan that knows that you are a servant of his. You are serving well. He will call you a good and faithful servant one day. Now you will know why Jesus will look at some people and say, depart from me, ye walker. You walked, but you walked for iniquity. We know where your labor served. We know what kingdom benefited from your choices. You say, it's my life. That's why you are dressing carelessly. It is demons that are telling you how to appear. Because they know that when people contemplate on this thing and their soul is drunk. I hope you know the definition of fornication has been updated. Hey, fornication is no longer just an action. Whosoever look at a woman lustfully has committed that sin in his heart with her already. They don't need the action to happen. If your heart can just contemplate on it, you have been found guilty. And so they need you to become a gate of hell, to create the appetite for people to contemplate on immoral thoughts, so that through you people continue to pour into questionable eternity. I have vowed No spirit will use me except God. I know some of you are oscillating. Today, Holy Ghost speak through you, just like Peter. After a few minutes, again, Satan will speak. And Jesus will rebuke the same person he just commended. You will vow. Have you seen government cars before? They write something on their plate number for official use only. I have vowed. My life is for official use only. Only God can write me. Don't allow any spirit use this body to advocate his counsel. For many of you, you don't know yet. You are truly walking, but you are walking for iniquity. You enter a space, people are trying to know God. You begin to ask people out. You break this sister's heart, break this one's heart, go there, break this one's heart, go there, do this. You don't know what you are doing. Spirits are at work. You think that you are the one. It's not you. They are planting seeds of discord. And in the day that matter, you will see who you served. Go ahead to speak about those who have been in chains throughout their life. They have never known freedom. From the day they came into self-consciousness, the spirits that be already mastered their soul with addictive chains. So they brought them into besetting sins. And the sin that is besetting, they create a secrecy around it so that you cannot get help. People will not know that you are in a mess. They will think your life is in accurate tandem with God, and only you know that there is a challenge. The reason why it must be secret so that you cannot get help. Then you go in that path for 15 years. It becomes a stronghold. It's no longer just a chain again. It is that time you ask the demon to leave, and the demon say, who are you? The reason why he's now vocal is because of how long he has tarried in that space. He's now operating from a legal position. He claims that space now. There are destinies, there are cups, there are altars that will burn incense today for the first time. Incense will rise from your altar. There have been plans to make sure that God never drinks from your cup. But there are cups that will be purified by fire this night. You know what? If only 50 people from this meeting catches this fire, Calabar will shake. Only 50. You see the number here. I said only 50. If God can redirect the path of only 50 people and say, come back. Come back to the school of the spirit. Don't escape. There are chains that will fall by themselves. Nobody will lay hands on you. Ah, there is an angel that showed up and the chain of Peter fell by itself. He didn't come with a key. He just showed up. The prison door opened at the presence of the angel. His name is freedom. If he shows up anywhere, the things that they use to bind people falls by themselves. You don't need any 21 day plan. You need power. The Bible says through the fatness of your neck the yoke will break. I refuse to die a prisoner. How long will I be a captive? So it means that throughout your life, you will live a slave forever and die a slave and never manifest to your generation. What tragedy. There are two vows I made. No spirit except God will use me. Number two, I will never be a fake person. I rather excuse the pulpit. People will not see me for a while. I would rather take that break. But to now be standing, be pretending, for what? God forbid. Because every time you do that, you become a comedian for demons. They laugh. They are entertained. Hey. Jesus wants to set people's heart on fire. And the only criteria of this night is sincerity. You know you have come to the end of yourself. There's no need arguing this thing again. There's no need hiding, no need pretending. I know, as I know a man, I know that if God does not step in, I know I will waste. I know that all my own strategy has failed before this intelligence that is trying to master my soul. I know I'm not in charge the way I think again. I need an intervention. This is what this shift conference is made for. It is to create a quantum leap. Eish. What you will be interacting with tonight is beyond strategies. It is the empowerment of the Spirit. I'm putting forward a very clear invitation to my brothers and to my sisters. Come and enlist in the army of the Lord. Come and register your name. I will fight for this banner. I will represent this kingdom. Come out from among them and be separate. You don't belong in darkness. We are not of this darkness. The darkness that covers, that has attempted to model your life, attempted to hide the ordination of God. Somebody wants to pray now, Holy Ghost, one more time. One more time, hold my hand. Bring me out of these pits. Bring me out of this gutter. Bring me out of this prison house. Holy Ghost, one more time. Set my altar on fire. Give me this holy fire. There is a fire coming upon people now. It is the fire of consecration. It is the fire of consecration. They will burn with holy fire. Something stronger, something stronger, something stronger than what has held you bound. A new zeal, a new zeal. The zeal of the house of the Lord. It will consume you now. It will consume you now. Holy Ghost, touch, 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 touch. From the back to the front. Holy Ghost, touch, touch. Ushers, please go around. Go around. Ushers, go around. And just help people. Are you praying? Are you praying? Holy Ghost, hold my hands. One more time. Show me the way out. I want to stand for you. I want to live for you. I want to fight for you. You must overcome the darkness that attempts to cover. The darkness over Calabar. The darkness over Calabar. You must overcome. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Wherever you are, just stretch in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. And yet, dearly beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Can you pray? Under the anointing, bring them out. Bring them out.
I see in the spirit. I see in the spirit. I see altars. I see altars cutting fire now. There is a new wave of fire, a new wave of consecration, a new wave of purity. It is blazing. It is blazing. Bring them out. Bring them out. Deborah. Deborah. Awake. 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 Deborah. Utter a song. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, set up our altars on fire. Please help them, help them. Bring them out. Outside in the overflow, I'm seeing a star. I'm seeing a star. A star whose light is dimming. The light of that star is dimming. Is dimming. You are losing your glory. I stretch my hands over you wherever you are now. By the fire of the Holy Ghost, we restore fire upon you now. The fire of the Lord. The fire of the Lord comes upon you now. Dry bones shall rise again. Dry bones shall rise again. Those coming under the anointing at the overflows, please, the ushers will help them to the front of their screens, just by the front of their respective screens. The Holy Ghost says he wants to do a new thing. He says he wants to do a new thing. And so everybody, everybody, please do this with us. At the count of three, we will shout Jesus as loud as you can. The Holy Ghost wants to baptize men with fresh fire. Fresh fire, fresh fire. Hey, Jesus, Jesus. At the count of three, you will shout Jesus. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Fresh fire. Thank you. going to be enlistment now. Enlistment, enlistment. The Holy Ghost will begin to number. He will begin to number. He will begin to number an army now. Holy Ghost, from the back to the front, from the left to the right, inside and the overflows. Begin to number your own. Begin to number them. Begin to number them. Holy Ghost, you are the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Take your place. Take your place. Take your place. Take your place, have your way, have your way, have your way. Hallelujah. 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 Try. Try and be silent. Just try. Now, precious Holy Ghost. Even as you have revealed, begin to connect. Connect them to ancient mantles, ancient tribes, ancient callings. Let your spirit of restoration, that which was lost, begin to restore. Precious Holy Ghost, take control, take control, take control. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, move, move, move. Move upon your people. Move. 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 Prophets are born. Prophets are born. I hear in my spirit. Prophets are born. That your stream that was polluted, it has been cleansed again. Your stream, your stream, your stream has now been cleansed. Your ears are open. Your eyes are open now. You can see. You can hear. You can hear the beckoning of the Lord. Prophets are born. On this mountain, a new thing the Lord does. There are intercessors, watchmen, that were kept over the wall of Calabar, and they went to sleep for many years. I see a change of garments. They give you another opportunity to keep the watch hour. If you are faithful, if you are faithful, they will give you your next assignment. Go back to the watch hour. Go back. Go back to the wall of Calabar. Go back to your night patrols. You will need to stay awake so that others can sleep. You will need to stay awake on that altar so that the counsel of God can prevail. I stir you up now, all watchmen, all gatekeepers, all keepers of the night hours. By the hand of the Lord, I stir you up. Let that slumber leave you now. Saviors and deliverers that are supposed to emerge on the mounts of Zion and judge the mountains of Esau. I speak to saviors. I speak to deliverers. Everywhere they are, I stir you up now by the hand of the Lord. I begin to quicken you up now, now, now. There is a river. There is a river that flows. Just soak, soak in it. We are about to go. Soak in it. The Spirit wants to allocate territories, territories now, territories, territories, and He will allocate it through burdens. A burden will be casted upon your shoulder. Burdens, burdens, burdens. Holy Ghost, by your wisdom, by your wisdom, by your wisdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, wherever you are, just give me your attention. The totality of what we have done today is to the end that this eternal invitation is extended to a particular rank of people in our midst. You know, you are sure, there is more to my life, more than I have continued to walk in. I have continued to ignore the beckoning of the Spirit captured within the echoes of my soul. I've continued to do my thing. You know, a spirit continues to witness to you. Don't ignore the work of He that sent you. And powers, all kinds of demonic elements have been put to ensure that you never walk in consistency with God. And you are tired. Since there is no space in the front, wherever you are, that you know that this conference today is mine. I know it. And this encounter is what I've been waiting for. I have always wanted for God to move me out of this season I cannot move myself from. Wherever you are, please raise your hand above your head. And I need you to be unapologetic about it. I need you to declare before God, God bless you. 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 Leave her. Leave her. God bless you. My God. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. These are your own. These hands are gestures. Gestures, gestures. Of submission to your will. I know you can use them. I know you are in need of them. Please move over them now. Destroy the seed, destroy the roots of whatever has bedeviled them. Please, wherever you are. Wherever you are, don't get distracted. I want you to articulate the thoughts of your heart. Turn that into a prayer and ask the Lord, one more time, move upon me again. Ask the Lord, redeem me from this yoke. Break the chains that have held me bound. Bring me again into freedom and I would fight for your cause. Go ahead and tell the Lord, I believe that you died for me. I believe you rose again for me. I believe. I confess with my mouth. Please go ahead. Go ahead and speak. Just echo those articulations, those words. Echo it. Holy Ghost, I will not run away from home again. Holy Ghost, like the prodigal son, can you articulate your confession? Articulate it. Just tell the Lord. Let those words be your own. Tell him. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Let me pray with us. Our Father in heaven, I thank you for this opportunity to be numbered in you. Thank you for every son, every daughter you have brought back to the kingdom. Thank you for their inheritance that you have kept by your mercy. I pray that it pleases you to begin to show them the path of light. Begin to show them the path of spiritual progress. And let the government that has mastered their soul, let it be broken by your power. Put in them an appetite for your presence, a hunger for your word. And let that hunger drive them to seek you. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, let no iniquity have dominion over them. Let the rod, let the hands, let the influences of corruption be broken from their life. In the name of Jesus Christ, expose them to your purification fire and cause them to live pure. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. From amongst us, those who are ordained to be captains in the army of the Lord, those whose rising will influence the rising of many others. In one Reinhard Bonnke is 56 million souls. One. They are captains over generation. When God wins a captain, he has won a generation. Captains, they will emerge on the peak of mountains. They will ascend the mountains of the Lord. Because that is the only location that you can sound your alarm. Your message that has been given to you, you can't declare it, you can't preach it in a valley. In Joel chapter 2 verse 7, it says, blow the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm upon my holy mountain. That's where you blow your alarm. How can you blow your alarm on a mountain when you cannot ascend? And the criteria for ascension is a clean hands and a pure heart. And so before we conclude this particular evening contact, the light of God wants to come upon people who would emerge as captains in a generation. Their battles are more intense. In fact, the people I speak about, they are most likely victims on the account of the ordination on their life, and they don't know. They have continued to live in deep layers of corruption. The devil is so scared of their rising that he has plunged them into very, very deep layers of corruption. But the same way they explored darkness, that's how they will explore light. And so by the power of the Holy Ghost, let the yoke be broken. Let that age-long addiction fall. And like Paul, may your life be redirected to a different course now. May the Lord begin to cast His light of ordination upon you. Let that light become bright, that men will rally around you. May your voice become loud in the spirit. May the Lord guide your feet to ascend the mountains of the Lord. Strength is given to you now. I speak to you, brother. I speak to you, sister. The Lord has given you strength. You will go back, and the things that were once irresistible to you, you will walk past them because of the Lord. He will become another obsession in your life. Receive grace to stand in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive grace to stand, to stand, to stand. Having done all to stand, stand. Henceforth, you will not continue to oscillate. You will stand. You will stand. The hand of the Lord will keep you. Unto Him who is able to keep you from falling, He will keep you. It's a ministry. It's a ministry. It's a ministry. It's a ministry they are fighting. It's not a human being. That light is for a generation. Every veil that covers is torn from your life now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen.
Glory to God. We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AnakazoMissionInternational.AMI. Or join us on our Telegram channel at Anakazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.